So I'll tell you one other quick story. I think it also illustrates that about Clinton. He, 6 o'clock in the morning, Waldorf Astoria Hotel, presidential suite. I'm standing in the kitchen of this thing. This, I don't know if you've been there, but it's a huge suite. It's got 6 or 8 rooms, and it's where you always stay. And I'm standing in the little kitchen there, and I hear the phone ring. Now, the phone ringing at 6 a.m., I was just making sure he was awake, getting ready to leave in an hour or so. And if the phone rings, it can only be a couple of people because they can't ring through. The way it works is only people can ring directly through the president or the chief of staff, the national security advisor, or his family.
Right.
So I was thinking to myself, who is that? Because they install these special phones. Sure. I mean, it's got a seal on it. It's this crazy infrastructure they install for the president. So I think to myself, God, where's Mrs. Clinton? She must be in China. She's calling an odd hour, and she can reach him. And I hear, hello? I hear him in the back room.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, you must have the wrong number. And, I mean, these are just normal exchange lines that no one knows the number, but they're normal phone lines.
Yeah. The hotel phone lines.
No. These are real phone. These are
hard
White House
phones.
Hardline phones, but they have to use existing phone lines. They're just unused
lines.
So someone has accidentally in New York City, of all the numbers are being dialed, rung the wrong phone, and he's picked it up.
At 6 o'clock in the morning.
At 6 a.m. And I'm listening to this conversation. I'm thinking, holy cow. And I hear him say, who are you looking for? And I see him, I don't see him, I hear him kind of fumble around as if he's going to go try to find the phone book. But he ultimately, he says, well, I'm sorry, I don't think I can help you, and hangs up. But what's amazing is somebody out there in New York City had the President of the United States on the phone and didn't know it. And he was perfectly happy to try to help him at 6 a.m., which I thought was just hilarious.
That's great,
it says a lot about him.
Exactly.
And,
yeah.